T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently cloudy, 51 and breezy. House fire this morning in West Wichita. Shortly after 1 a.m., firefighters were called to the 9200 block of Westport near 21st and Tyler. Neighbors reported hearing an explosion. Firefighters found flames in the garage, which spread through the home. Officials say the fire was spread by the strong wind this morning. No injuries reported. 9200 block of Westport. President-elect Biden is introducing his national security team today.
Familiar faces will make up key posts on President-elect Biden's national security team. The transition announced Tony Blinken, a former deputy secretary of state, will be nominated to lead the State Department. Alejandro Mayorkas, a deputy homeland security secretary during the Obama administration, has been tapped as DHS secretary by Biden. Biden also announced former secretary of state John Kerry will serve as a climate change envoy. Fox has also confirmed former Deputy Defense Secretary Michelle Flournoy is expected to be nominated as Defense Secretary. She would be the first woman to lead the Pentagon. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Surging pandemic numbers are straining hospitals across Kansas just days before Thanksgiving gatherings that public health officials fear could worsen the outbreak. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reported Monday 95 new hospitalizations. The state's COVID-19 dashboard showed that 240 coronavirus patients were in ICUs, with 36% of ICU capacity remaining in Kansas. A new app is helping Kansas hospitals find beds for patients.
With a growing number of COVID cases, some hospitals have been spending hours on the phone just to find available beds. Mission Control spokesman Richard Watson tells KSN News the app is making that process easier.
By being able to link these people together, the senders, the receivers, the transporters, which is what the software does, then we're able to meet the needs of the state. And that's the key.
He adds that so far, more than 30 hospitals in Kansas have successfully used the app to move their patients. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News he thinks the COVID-19 pandemic will get worse before it gets better. He thinks many people are not taking the virus seriously.
A lot of people who just believe this can't happen to me and my family, or that if I had this, I would know it. I would be careful enough where I won't be one of these, I think it was one out of 150 people in Kansas who has this virus.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Head in the Morning show here on KNSS. A Northwestern Oklahoma man has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for trying to have the boyfriend of a former employee killed in Oklahoma City. Court documents show 71-year-old Vernon Wayne Brock of Alva was sentenced Monday in U.S. District Court in Oklahoma City to 87 months in prison. Brock admitted in a signed plea agreement that in November 2019, he offered $5,000 to a former business partner in Mays, Kansas, to have the unidentified man killed after the former employee ended a sexual relationship with Brock. Georgia is preparing to finalize votes for the 2020 presidential election.
Last week's statewide hand audit of ballots confirmed President-elect Joe Biden's 12,000 vote lead in Georgia. But state elections officials say this week's machine recount will provide the final certified result if the number is different. The recount comes as Georgia's two Republican U.S. senators campaign for January 5th runoffs against well-funded Democrats. Georgia's Republican Secretary of State insists there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud, and he continues to refuse calls by Senators Perdue and Kelly Loeffler for him to step down. But some of the president's supporters are demanding more, including a special session of the Georgia legislature.
Fox's Jonathan Seri reporting from Atlanta. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
In the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS at 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning.
As we get things started on the Tuesday morning commute, we have traffic running smoothly right now in the Wichita area with pretty low volume right now. Don't remember, we have some major construction going on the Kansas Turnpike just south of the Belle Plaine exit, so you might see a little bit of slowdown that part of the Kansas Turnpike. Stay safe here on this Tuesday morning commute. Traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With an overcast sky across south central Kansas, some drizzle will begin. That will turn to rain and even a few thunderstorms by early afternoon. It'll be windy with a high 57. Showers and storms through tonight, Arlo 35. Then high pressure builds in tomorrow, windy and 51, sunny and 58 on Thanksgiving. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, south wind gusting to 32 miles per hour. It's blowing out there, and 52 degrees. Oh, and today is Tuesday, November 24th, and a cloudy, breezy day across south central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 51 degrees, normal high for the date, 52, and we're at 52 right now. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, indicating an area of showers to the southwest of Wichita, moving to the east-northeast, and basically it appears that it's got the southwest corner of Sedgwick County covered right now, and could be making itself felt in west part of Wichita here in the next few minutes. So that is moving from the southwest to the northeast as usual, not very wide. Hutchinson's in the clear right now, for instance, and then Butler County looks like they're going to get this as soon as it clears Wichita. Now, there are other couple of areas down around Park City, down in the southeast part of Kansas, and down in northern Oklahoma right now, but it's all kind of scattered. And this is not a great big system that's coming our way this morning, but it is coming into the southwest part of Sedgwick County, according to our radar. On this date, November 24th, in 1963, Jack Ruby shot and mortally wounded Lee Harvey Oswald, the accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy, in a scene captured on live television. And a lot of us saw that. That's our first, the impact of live TV. We really, I don't think, had seen it up until then. But that was the impact. And the gentleman in the white hat in that photo of Harvey Oswald, I have interviewed that gentleman. And I'm going to have to go back and do my research to figure out what his name is. It starts with an L. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later on this morning, Ted. But I do have an autographed photo of that from that man. All those warnings from public health officials begging Americans to limit gatherings this holiday season amid a surge in coronavirus cases are not stopping the White House from planning a host of festivities and holiday parties in the midst of a pandemic. Yesterday's delivery of an 18-and-a-half-foot-tall Fraser fir by horse-drawn carriage signaled the start of the usual array of White House holiday events. That will include the annual turkey pardon and Christmas and Hanukkah events. The decision to move forward with indoor gatherings and project a sense of normalcy comes as the CDC, top White House advisors, and public health professionals across the nation have been pleading with Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving or to spend the holiday with people from outside of their households. But the White House is going to decide they're going to go ahead as usual.
Well, they're not traveling.
They're not traveling.
Staying home.
Maybe if they just limit it to six or eight people, they'll be okay. And we're talking about the pandemic this morning. Got the latest numbers from Sedgwick County regarding how many people have been infected and so forth. For Kansas, yesterday's total of 142,059. That was up almost 6% from Friday. Kansas deaths now stand at 1,456. Sedgwick County, we now have 21,625 cases. Now, that's since it started, right?
Right.
Total number.
Since we're talking about an 8-month period. Yeah.
And Sedgwick County deaths now stand at 149. Butler County has just over 3,000 cases. Reno, just over 4,300. And as we were talking about just a moment ago, the people are trying to figure out how they are going to do their holiday. It looks like we are going to be, for me and my family, going to be limited to a small number. And there were some people who are coming to Wichita from out of town or thought about it. And apparently they've decided not to do that from Texas in my daughter's family. So they kind of backed off on that. And people are just trying to figure out how best to do this and do it in a safe way. We are counting on having a Thanksgiving next year and the year after. And we're hoping for it anyway. Well, we've had some very positive news the past few days about these possible vaccinations, Ted. Well, if we can get that going, Shelley and I were talking last night, get that going in the next few weeks, maybe. Get the frontline healthcare people all vaccinated. Law enforcement, everybody in contact with the public, get them all. Then the older folks, over 60, we could be by the first part of the year in fairly good shape, but we'll see what happens. I mean, this thing has been the interesting thing about the pandemic, completely unpredictable. And these people who are not paying much attention, and all I do is say, well, my good buddy Ted went in the hospital for a long, long time on this thing, and another guy down the hall did too. And so,
yeah, it's
personally, it's real. I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to do my best not to give or get.
Yep, it's harrowing to me and
I'm not going
to so many others, as you just read those numbers, in the state of Kansas.
When you talk about the nation's death toll?
It's more than a quarter million.
It's more than a quarter million. Now, to compare that to Vietnam, how many people we lost there? Was it 58,000?
Yeah.
Korea, 52,000.
At least quadruple.
Korea of course, it's a different deal. But on the other hand, I'm wondering if this thing is real and it has been real, why haven't we declared war on it as a nation and really gone after it? But it's been left to all of us locally to do what we can. All right. Enough of that. We are optimistic. Today is, 2 days before Thanksgiving. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and getting ready for that and all kinds of happy stuff this morning.
And Christmas Eve is 1 month from today.
Ah, you're right. Shelly and I have already done a little Christmas shopping, so we're getting ahead of the game on that. Coming up on 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Well, we have some news, once again, COVID-related in the world of sports, and it's not good for the Shocks.
Uh-oh.
Wichita State was set to open up its season tomorrow night at a tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But that is not going to happen. Wichita State will not take part in this tournament because of COVID-19. The Shockers traveled yesterday up to South Dakota, and they were tested, and multiple positive tests turned up within the team's travel contingent. So the Shockers got to South Dakota. They said, you can't play here. Got too many positive tests, and the Shocks will now return home today, and they will miss out on those three potential games in South Dakota. Now, with those games wiped out, the Shockers' new season opener on the schedule is planned for Wednesday, December 2nd, when Oral Roberts is scheduled to come to Coke Arena for a game. But as with just about everything, it seems like that's just tentative, and pending COVID test results.
See what happens
next,
yeah.
The college basketball season already off to a rough start. The Shockers aren't the only team that have had to pull out of tournaments and cancel games already.
Absolutely.
Because of COVID. So the Shocks get derailed right away. There will be no games this week for the Shocker men's team. Other Wichita State news, longtime Wichita State Athletics Administrator Becky Endicott is going to retire about a month from now. She's been in the athletic department at Wichita State for 26 years in many roles. Her current role, she's pretty high up, Senior Associate Athletic Director and Senior Women's Administrator. And she's been wonderful to work with over the years. We wish her best in retirement to Becky Endicott.
So you've worked with her quite a bit then.
Oh,
huh?
Sure.
They're very much involved, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. She's done a great job over the years.
Wow.
We do have basketball scheduled for here in town tonight. Neumann University, men and women, set to host the Gorillas of Pittsburgh State. Women's game at 5:30 p.m., the men's game to follow at 7:30. Neumann with home basketball action tonight. Last night, over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, we had Monday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams going to Tampa and beat the Buccaneers 27-24. It's back-to-back wins for the Rams, who are tied for first place atop the NFC West Division. And tonight, over on KFH, we have the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, talking about all things Chiefs with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Get us caught up on the Chiefs coming off that win in Vegas against the Raiders on Sunday. Chiefs are on a five-game winning streak right now with a record of 9-1. Should be a good addition to the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. And a happy birthday today to one of the great basketball players that ever passed through town and played here in Wichita, although he played for the opposition. The Big O, Oscar Robertson.
Wow.
Is 82 today.
Oh, he was something.
One of the great basketball players of all time. And what is his trivial connection to Wichita?
Okay, he goes through our good friend Ron Hiller, the late Ron Hiller, who coached at Wichita. Well, he played at Wichita State, coached at Friends for years, but he actually played against the Big O back in, what, 63, 62?
Yeah, back when the Shocks and Cincinnati were conference rivals.
Ron Hiller, one of his favorite stories, Ted.
Yeah, held the Big O to 35 points.
But
the big trivia with the O is that he holds the scoring record for the Roundhouse.
Oh, he does?
When he got 50 points
against
the Shockers in the spring of 58, and that record stands to this day.
Wow.
62 years later, that record still stands.
What a player.
The Big O, Oscar Robertson, is 82 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
621 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. It does not pay to be a jerk at work. Oh, did we know that already? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.